probably one of the most important things from the standpoint of, you know, Arkansas production agriculture would be bringing the cotton, bringing cotton back into Title I. That was something that the cotton industry decided they wanted to try, Stax program. It really didn't work very well. And so bringing cotton back into Title I will be one of the priorities, at least from my perspective. And I think there will certainly have a lot of support across the cotton belt for that. One of the problems that I think is really pressing from a national standpoint, and that is the aging population of farmers and trying to find a way to change the trajectory of that median age. And right now it's about 59. So that's not where we want to be. We want to incentivize young farmers and ranchers to be a little more engaged in production agriculture. So I've got a plan for that we're going to try and work into the farm bill that hopefully would, you know, help to overcome the barriers to entry that oftentimes are what keep young people out of agriculture. And then certainly we have to think about the role that technology plays in agriculture. And so modernizing farm bill policy to recognize and coincide with technology changes that enhance production, improve production across the board. We need to be thinking about policy that helps utilize that in the most effective way that we can. Crop insurance is something that's going to be very important. We want to strengthen that. We want to, and particularly for rice, where we are on use acres and not an adjusted gross income model. So we want to do that. Certainly, we're going to talk about the nutrition title, and so supplemental nutritional assistance program. We'll see some strengthening of that program, probably a stronger registration regimen and certification model to help prevent fraud and enhance program integrity. And conservation is going to be a big part of it as well. Continue to improve use of farmland and sort of mitigate some of the risk inherent in ag production. And one of the things that I know that the Secretary is very supportive of and the President is supportive of, and that is how do we address issues like addiction, opioid addiction in rural communities. And so there hasn't been a lot of attention paid to that in previous farm bills, but we are going to put a lot of focus on that in this farm bill. And it's particularly challenging for rural communities to address the opioid epidemic, given the limited resources that they have at their disposal. And so we've got to be more creative about how we address that. But believe me, Arkansas is suffering probably really more than most states. In fact, we're number one in opioid prescription rate behind only Alabama. And so we've got to address that because it is a problem in our entire state, but our rural communities really struggle with how we address it. And those are some of the things that we're going to be looking at. You know, the irony of the district that I represent being one of the most productive agriculture districts in the country, if not the world, and yet we suffer from food insecurity, and you might even call, ironically, you might even call the first district a food desert, in that we have folks that are dependent in many cases on convenience stores to get their food. And we need to change that, and we need to try and introduce a way that they can get healthier food choices available to them and start to retool the way that they eat. And when we do that, we'll address a lot of the health concerns that we have throughout the Delta that we've seen continue to see a decline in health statistics. And we want to see those improve as well. So a lot on our plate, no pun intended, with the farm bill. But we'll be busy about it and hopefully making a measurable difference in quality of life in the First District and across the country.